Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Yeah, for sure.
And a very good Friday morning, afternoon, evening, everyone. Joe Beningo back with you again, the Ode to Pain podcast. Friday, December 22nd, 3 days before Christmas, 2023. And the Joe Beningo Ode to Pain podcast, of course, brought to you by the Hackensack Brewing Company. Buy. I need a discount tire. And, of course, our friends at DraftKings. It is 3 days before Christmas. Notes here before we move, do the show. Number one, no podcast next week. Monday is Christmas. I won't be doing it. And next Friday, I'll actually be working on The Fan, filling in for Sal Licata and Brandon Tierney. I'll be on from 10 to 2. So next week, there will be no podcast at all. I'll also, on Tuesday, I'll also be doing 10 to 2 on The Fan. And then on next Thursday, I will be doing the morning show with Jerry Recco on The Fan. So no podcast at all next week. We'll be back on Monday. I guess, what is that? After New Year's, right? The Monday right after. Oh, New Year's Day. You know what? We'll actually do a podcast on New Year's Day, which will be a very big sports day anyway, with the national championship doubleheader coming up in college football. And, of course, all the stuff going on with the NFL. Now, Christmas time. And isn't it a great Christmas? Don't you just feel that you are just being inundated with presents if you're a fan of the New York Mets and the New York Jets? Don't you feel like you're getting, you know, all just Christmas cheer for both teams? We'll start with the Mets, who lose out on Yamamoto to the Dodgers. How much do you hate the freaking Dodgers? Oh, my God. Shouldn't the commissioner, I can't stand Rob Manfred, but shouldn't the commissioner step in, right? Years ago, before most of the people that are listening to this were born, Bowie Kuhn was the commissioner, and Charlie Finley, who at the time was the owner of the Oakland A's, who, by the way, should be in the Hall of Fame along with George Steinbrenner, but that's another discussion. Charlie Finley tried to sell off some of his players. Joe Rudy, Raleigh Fingers, Vita Blue, when he owned the Oakland A's, right? He sold Vita Blue to the Yankees, and Joe Rudy and Raleigh Fingers to the Red Sox. Bowie Kuhn stepped in and said, no, we can't do this. This is not happening, right? Why can't Rob Manfred step in and say, wait a minute, the Dodgers already got Ohtani. They already got Freddie Freeman. They already got Mookie Betts. God knows what else they got, okay? They loaded this loaded team with all the freaking money. They shouldn't be able to get Yamamoto, right? For $325 million plus a $50 million signing bonus. They shit, my wife's laughing. For a guy that's never even pitched, he hasn't even thrown a pitch in the major leagues, this guy. What a disgrace. And I guess Uncle Stevie, small market Cohen, okay? I thought the Wilpons were gone. But I guess he actually did offer $325 million, the same number the Dodgers offered. But the Mets are not considered, which they're not, I mean, let's be honest about it, an iconic franchise, right? They're not the Dodgers. They're not the Yankees. They're not the Red Sox. They're not one of what we would classify iconic. And it's true, they're not. They've been around since only 1962, right? They've won two measly championships. They haven't won one in 37 years. And right now they stink. Let's be honest. The Mets stink. But we got Stearns, right? Don't worry. We got Stearns. He came here. He's going to save us, right? So what has he done so far? Oh, great. He signed Luis Severino. Let's throw a party. And we made a trade for some nondescript fourth-rate starting pitcher from his Milwaukee Brewer team. So maybe we should call ourselves the New York Brewers. Maybe. Because that's how we're going to be run now. Let's be honest about it. The Mets are going nowhere this year. What are they doing? Are they going to sign Jordan Montgomery? Not that I'm crazy about Blake Snell, but are they going to sign him? What are they going to do? As I puke up a lung here. Are they going to sign Pete Alonso? Don't be shocked. I'm telling you, Met fans, listen to me. And I hope I want to be dead wrong about this. Everything that I feel is that they are not bringing Alonso back. You know, maybe he'll play out the year and become a free agent and we'll lose him then. But would you really be shocked if the team is stinking it up at the trade deadline and David Stearns and Stevie Smallmarket decide to trade him? Would you be shocked? Well, we Met fans should all be PO'd. But, you know, I got no confidence in what's going on now with the Mets. I really don't. I'm disgusted. They've done nothing this offseason, and I'm not surprised. And I'm telling you right, I understand they offered $325 million to Yamamoto. You know, they went to Japan to see him. You know, who knows what else? I mean, who knows what else they've done here? They took him to dinner a few times. Maybe instead of, you know, Japanese food, they took him to Burger King. I don't know. That's kind of where the Mets are now, you know. They're shopping at Burger King these days, although what would I give to have a double beef Whopper? How great would that be? Oh, my God. Woo-wee! I was actually outside ShopRite the other day. There's a big Burger King, like just, you know, kind of adjacent to ShopRite in beautiful Ramsey, New Jersey. And as I'm walking out with my wife to go into ShopRite, the aroma from Burger King was just unbelievable. And I'm just kind of standing there, and I'm like, wow, this... Boy, what would I give for a double beef Whopper with cheese? Ooh-wee! And of course, because of my disgusting stomach, and also because I get the gout, I can't have a double beef Whopper with cheese. Although it's hard to eat better than that. You know, sorry, McDonald's. The Burger King double beef Whopper is probably, charbroiled, of course, probably as good as it gets. And don't try to sell me this plant nonsense. Please. You know? Please give me, let all the environmentalists, you know, let all the climate change idiots, they can eat the plant burger. And believe me, they won't be. But anyway, well, anyway, the aroma, as I digress here, the aroma from Burger King was just, I had to stand outside. My wife's like, what are you doing? I said, I'm just absorbing the aroma. Right? It was unbelievable. Oh, my God. It was so damn good. Woo! But I can't eat it, so. It's kind of like the Mets. You can absorb the aroma from L.A. of Ohtani and Yamamoto, but you can't eat it. You know, can't have it. No. We got Severino. We got some nondescript starting pitcher from the Brewers. We got Stearns. We're good. The Mets are in big trouble. We're in trouble. But don't worry, because Steve... He's going to have a casino where the chop shops are, maybe put a little Ferris wheel up, right? So as you're going to the Met game, as the Mets are, you know, it's the middle of July and they're already 15 games under 500, you can go walk over to the Ferris wheel, or you can maybe make a little bet, whatever you want to do. So Merry Christmas, Met fans. Great job by Cohen and Stearns getting it done again. Oh, baby. And then there's the football team. The Jets, hey, the new owner, the new general manager, and the new president of the team, Aaron Rodgers, has decreed, and by the way, guys played four plays as a Jet, he has decreed that everybody's coming back. Joe Douglas is coming back, Robert Saleh is coming back, Nathaniel Hackett's coming back. Aren't you happy? Aren't you happy, Jet fans? There's still three games to go, and we're eliminated with 5-9. Another horrific year. We've had a great year with losses to the Patriots, who stink, to the Raiders, who stink, to the Chargers, who stink, to the Falcons, who stink. Great year. Done a, you know, tremendous job. Two wonderful efforts against the Miami Dolphins. I mean, it's been outstanding. Outstanding. And everybody's coming back. And don't worry, because the coach, Coach Saleh, my buddy, has said, don't worry, Jet fans, we're winning the Super Bowl next year. And then Rodgers could walk off into the sunset. Of course. I'm not sure where the Super Bowl is next year. I was asking, you got to check it out. So all us Jet fans, everybody, Kenny and Ira and Steve and Joey T and everybody, all the Jet fans, everybody, Fliegelman, we go right on down the line, Tommy Keenan, all the great Jet fans, we can all make our reservation next year because Salah has said we're going to the bowl next year, right? Chances are better that the only bowl we'll be going to is the freaking toilet bowl as we puke out another year. Okay? Do you have any confidence that we are going to any freaking Super Bowl next year? I don't care who the quarterback is. Aaron Rodgers is 40 years old, coming off an Achilles injury. Do you have tremendous confidence that he'll play maybe 5 games next year? And Joe Douglas, who's done just a brilliant job as the GM, Joe Douglas, he better get a veteran backup quarterback in here for next freaking year. He better, because he dropped the ball. And let me tell you, Jet fans, aren't you sick of watching all these backup quarterbacks winning games for teams that are probably on their way to the playoffs? Gardner Minshew with the Colts, Jake Browning with the Bengals, Joe Flacco, yes, that Joe Flacco with the Browns. Don't you want to vomit, right? Nick Mullins and Josh Dobbs with the Vikings. Doesn't it make you absolutely, doesn't it warm your heart that Joe Douglas in his brilliant wisdom, everybody talk, by the way, does Joe Douglas ever talk to anybody? Where are you, Joe? Talk about a guy that's in the witness protection program. You know, Sal is up there every week talking to the media, you know, say whatever you want about him, but he's up there taking his shots every week. Where the hell is Joe Douglas? Can you tell me that? How about you speaking to the fans, Joe? How about it? And answer this question, Joe. Why didn't you have a maybe somebody in the media could answer this question. Joe, why didn't you have a viable veteran backup for Aaron Rodgers when he went down 4 plays into the opening game of the season? Can you answer that, Joe? Can you? Well, of course not, because you don't want to talk. Unbelievable. Oh, my God. What a freaking disgrace. I got to have some coffee. But don't worry. We're going to the bowl next year. We're going to the bowl. And like I said, it's probably the toilet bowl, and it all depends which side of the body it's coming out. You know what I mean? Oh, what a freaking disgrace. And there's still 3 games to go. So, Merry Christmas. Merry, merry, merry Christmas to all the Met fans out there. Thank you, Uncle Stevie, Stevie Small Market, David. David, he's smarter than everybody else, Stearns. We want to thank them so much for the presents that they have given us under our Met tree. And let me also thank, you know, Woody Johnson, Joe Douglas, Robert Salah, Nathaniel Hackett, and we'll throw our new owner of the team, Aaron Rodgers, in there too. Let me thank all of them for giving us yet another wonderful season, as it's now 55 years without a Super Bowl appearance. It's now 13 years without a playoff appearance. It's now 8 years without a winning season, as we now hold the distinction, the New York Jets hold the distinction, the longest playoff drought in North American sports. So, how great is that? You know, if you are a Met and Jet fan, boy, how happy are you today with all the presents that your teams have given you? Your trees are loaded with nothing but joy and happiness. Oh, boy. Oh, chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Yeah, our nuts are roasting, okay. What a freaking disgrace. Oh, my God. Ow! Hey, at least the Knicks and Rangers are good. At least you got that going. But if you're a Met and Jet fan, I mean, really, who the hell is kidding who? But don't worry. Uncle Stevie and David, baby, they're here. We'll be contending soon. Don't hold your breath. And as Robert Salah said, Super Bowl next year, Rodgers could ride off into the sunset. Boy, am I confident. Oh, mama. Make sure you get those season tickets, guys, huh? At Citi Field, tickets available, and at MetLife Stadium. God bless. All right. Christmas time. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time, right? If you're a Met and Jet fan, what a disgrace. Oh my God. Oh baby. Don't worry. Don't worry, guys. We're doing good. All right. Anyway, let me have a little coffee here before I do my NFL picks. Of course, big NFL. It really is great NFL week. How about the fact, last night, by the way, my son Saints went down to the Rams 30-22. Big win for the Rams, who now are 8-7, and looks like they're on their way to the playoffs. Great job by Sean McVay that he's done this year. We'll see. Still a couple games for the Rams to play. The Rams play the Giants next week at MetLife. So, you know, the Rams look like they're in pretty good shape. And the Saints next week, who now dropped to 7-8, they were tied coming into yesterday's game with Tampa in that brutal NFC South. Both teams were 7-7. The Saints dropped to 7-8. Tampa plays the Jaguars on Sunday in really a very big game for both teams. But next week, the Saints play the Bucs in Tampa. So a monstrous game next week for New Orleans, which the division title could be on the line. But they lose last night 30-22 to the Rams. But it is a big, big weekend in the NFL. 16 games this weekend in the NFL, including the one from last night. Only two of them have no playoff implications whatsoever. One of them is the Bear-Cardinal game. The other one, of course, is the Jet-Commander game. Of course. Of course. Why would it be any different? But anyway. All right. Let's get our sponsors in here. Beningo, a couple days before Christmas. I hope you are simply having a wonderful Christmas time, as Paul McCartney once sang. The Hackensack Brewing Company. I don't know. We will let you know when the next live podcast will be. It'll be sometime after New Year's. Can't tell you exactly right now, but you know the deal. The Hackensack Brewing Company, located just 10 minutes off the George Washington Bridge, less than 30 seconds off Route 4 in beautiful Hackensack. Who needs a house out in Hackensack, New Jersey? Tap rooms open 4:30 to 10 Monday through Friday, 2 to 10 Saturday, 12 to 8 Sunday, 78 Johnson Avenue, right behind those tombstones for the Mets and the Jets. See my good buddy Mike Jones, who's a father yet again. TJ, everybody over there, Herb, Andre, the whole Mishpuka over at, I hope I said Mishpuka right, Marv, as Marv gets all flipped out about that. Marv in Hampton Bays and down in Jupiter now, wherever he is. Anyway, go check out everybody over at the Hackensack Brewing Company and tell them Beningo sent you, and we will let you know when the next live podcast will be. Also, don't forget to check out a needed discount tile. Like I said, my son Johnny, a little upset today as the Saints went down last night to the Rams. As I said, big game next week against Tampa. See Johnny, see Ari, see everybody over there, Rob, the whole group over there. You need work done on your car, you need tires, you need your car inspected, whatever you need, your automotive needs, that's the place to go. Westwood Avenue in beautiful Rivervale, New Jersey. Tell them Joe sent you. And, of course, the DraftKings. Boy, I tell you, if you're a gambler, this is the week, man, because we got it all going on. You got bowl games going on now. You got the NFL going on now. We'll have the you got the NBA. You got the NHL. Got college basketball. You got all of this stuff going on. And, boy, the only way to go is DraftKings. Check it out. Download the app now. Use the code OTHEPAIN to sign up. New customers can bet just $5, take home $200 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with the code OTHEPAIN. If you've got a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Visit www.sot1800gambler.net. In New York, call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. Check it out, DraftKings. All right, we move on. We have 3 weeks left in the NFL season. Hard to believe. Like I said, it goes as fast as anything. Before you know it, it'll be the playoffs. It'll be the Super Bowl and all of that. Tell me somebody who's beaten the San Francisco 49ers as far as them going to the Super Bowl. But anyway, all right, let's do the NFL picks here for week number, what are we into, 16? 15. 16. Wow. Week 16 in the National Football League. Now, I had a very weird week last week. I had one win, no losses, and two pushes. Crazy. I'm 28, 15, and 2 for the year. I'm still having a very good year, but it's what a weird week I had. I had the Bengals on Saturday laying 3 against Minnesota, and in that crazy game, I was lucky to come out of that with a push, as it looked like Minnesota was going to win the game, and then Cincinnati late with that unbelievable pass from Browning to Tay Higgins. What a great play he made to get the ball over the pylon for the tying touchdown. Cincinnati eventually wins it in overtime. So I pushed that game with the Bengals. And the only game I won was the Chiefs laying 7.5 in Foxborough against the Belichicks. And the Chiefs won that game 27-17, of course, in front of Taylor Swift as Travis Kelce dropped yet another touchdown pass. Maybe keep your eye on the field there, Travis. Nevertheless, I did win with the Chiefs. That was my only win of the week. They won the game 27-17, covered the 7.5-point number. And I split again, or pushed again, shouldn't say split, pushed again the Browns and the Bears. I had the Browns laying 3, and they beat the Bears by 3, 20-17. And how about that crazy play, really the play of the week? Justin Fields with the Hail Mary on the last play of the game. It bounces off 2 guys in the end zone, lands right in the hands of this guy Mooney of the Bears, right? He's lying on his back in the end zone. The ball hits him right in the hands, and somehow he kicks it up in the air, and it gets intercepted by the Browns, and they wind up holding on by 3 to win the game. So that was a push for me, too. So 1-0-2 last week, 28-15-2 on the season. And here we go now as we move in to week 16 in the NFL. Now, last week, I went against the Bears. This week, I'm taking the Bears. There are 4 points. Now, this game, this is one of the 2 games that means nothing. But nevertheless, I'm taking the Bears laying 4 at home against the Cardinals. The Bears are playing good football. They really are. They came so close to beating the Browns last week, a game the Browns really needed. I believe it's 3 of the last 5 now that Chicago has won. Justin Fields is playing very good football for them right now. And, you know, they're a 4-point favorite at home. You know, the Cardinals, to me, are basically playing out the string. Kyler Murray's been kind of in and out. He's been banged up a little bit. And they lost last week, predictably, to the 49ers, who were just killing everybody. I think the final score was 45-29. But I'm taking the Bears, laying 4, at home on Sunday. That's against Arizona. That's game 1 for me. Game 2, we're going to Christmas night. And I guess that game's Christmas night as the Giants go to Philadelphia to play the Eagles. You know, right now I got this game at Philadelphia as a 12-point favorite. It might go up before game time. I don't see any way the Giants, forget it, the Eagles are going to blow them out. I mean, the Eagles have lost 3 games in a row. They're reeling right now. They were 10-1. They're 10-4 now. You know, you look at, they lost that game to San Francisco. They lost in Dallas to the Cowboys. They lost, last week as well, Philadelphia got beat again. So they've now lost, 3 consecutive games. And, you know, right now they're in some trouble. I mean, how else can you say it? I mean, the Eagles losing, I should say Monday night, they lost to the Seahawks in the closing seconds without Geno Smith. Drew Lock was the quarterback of that game. So Philly losing 3 in a row now to the Niners, the Cowboys, and the Seahawks. Giants got beat up. Tommy Cutlets got himself, beat up by the Saints last week. The Eagles are going to kill them. I mean, I don't see it any other way. Philly needs this game bad. They're reeling off a 3-game losing streak. I think they will blow the doors off the Giants in Philadelphia. The Giants have had all kinds of trouble with the Eagles. Remember, they lost to them 3 times last year, including the playoff game. Basically got blown out in every game. I think that's going to happen again. Give me the Eagles laying 12 at home on Christmas night, Monday night, against the Giants. That's game 2. And then game 3, I'm taking the 49ers again. This is also Christmas night. Great Monday night game between the Niners and the Ravens in Baltimore. The teams right now with the 2 best records in their respective conferences. Both teams are 11-3. I'll tell you, the Niners are a 4.5-point favorite on the road. I'm taking them. I'm taking the Niners. And I understand how good Baltimore has been. I get it. Lamar Jackson's having a great year. All of that, the whole deal. But to me, the San Francisco 49ers are right now, head and shoulders, the best team in the National Football League. Like I said, they're 11-3. Brock Purdy's having a monster year. Deebo Samuel, George Kittle. We go down right on down the line. Brandon Ayuk, Of course, Christian McCaffrey. I don't see any way the Niners don't close it out and blow out the Ravens here. They've blown out everybody. They went to Philly. They blew the Eagles out, right? They blew the Cowboys out at home. They went to Jacksonville, blew the Jaguars out when the Jaguars still look good. The Jaguars are reeling right now. They beat the Seahawks badly in Seattle. I mean, you could go right on down the line. You know, they blew out the Cardinals last week. They put 45 on them. You don't want to make a big deal about that because the Cardinals, you know, really aren't any good. But I love the Niners here. I think the Niners are one of those teams that are on a mission to just blow everybody away. I mean, I look at the Niners right now as a team like the undefeated Dolphins were in 72, the 85 Bears, you know, the 84 Niners that went 15-1, that kind of team that is just nobody's beating them. The Giants in 86, when they were just blowing everybody away, went 14-2, went on to win the Super Bowl. That's where I see the 49ers right now. And I know you look at it and say, wow, the Ravens. See, and I think you look at this line and people, you know, Vegas is basically begging you. I'm going to talk like my buddy JJ. Vegas is basically begging you to take the Ravens here, right? Ravens at home getting 4.5. Best team in the AFC, 11-3, really? You know, the bookies are begging you to take the Ravens. I love the Niners here laying 4.5. So the Beningo picks for week 16 in the NFL. Give me the Bears on Sunday laying 4 at home against the Cardinals. Give me the Eagles on Christmas night, actually 4:30 Christmas night, laying 12, and that number is probably going to go up before game time, laying 12 against the Giants in Philly. And on Monday night, really the game of the week, give me the Niners laying 4.5 in Baltimore against the Ravens. The Joe Beningo NFL picks for week 16 in the National Football League. And there is a ton, as we wrap up here, there is a ton of games that matter this week. We mentioned the Rams last night beating the Saints 30-22. I mean, just playoff implications everywhere. You got two games on Saturday. You got the Bengals in Pittsburgh to play the reeling Steelers, who've lost 3 in a row. Huge game for both teams there. You got the Bills going into L.A., San Diego to play the Chargers on Saturday. And watch out for Buffalo. Buffalo's 8-6. You know, they have righted the ship. They came through with two big wins. They beat the Chiefs in Kansas City. Thank you, Sedarius Toney. They beat up the Cowboys last week at home, 31-10. Now they're looking at two very winnable games. They got the Chargers this week in L.A. They got the Patriots at home after that. Chances are they're going to be 10-6 going into that last week to play the Dolphins in what very well could be for the division title. Miami's sitting there right now at 10-4 in the AFC East. But look at the next two games. Miami's got the Cowboys coming in, right? A Cowboy team that's licking their chops after getting blown out last week in Buffalo. They play in Miami on Sunday, and then the Dolphins have to go to Baltimore to play the Ravens after that. So if somehow, some way, Miami loses the next two and Buffalo wins the next two, now all of a sudden you're looking at the division title being on the line the last week of the year in Miami. So the Bills in San Diego, L.A., to play the Chargers on Saturday. You got the Browns and Texans on Sunday. Huge, all kinds of playoff implications. But Cleveland at 9-5. The Texans at 8-6 coming off that overtime victory against the Tennessee Titans without C.J. Stroud, and we'll see whether or not he plays this week. He still was in concussion protocol. The Packers and Panthers. The Panthers stink, but the Packers still alive at 6-8. Still not out of the playoff mix with 3 games to go. That game in Carolina. The Colts and the Falcons, monster game for both teams. Right now, Indianapolis at 8-6, sitting in a 3-way tie in the AFC South with Jacksonville and with the Texans, all 3 teams at 8-6. And the Falcons still right in the mix in the at 6-7. They're only a game right now behind the Tampa Bay Bucks, or 6-8, I should say, as they lost last week. The Falcons 6-8, a game behind the Bucks, who are 7-7 right now, and just a half game behind New Orleans, who lost last night at 7-8. So playoff implications in that game. The Seahawks and the Titans. The Titans are out of it at 5-9, but the Seahawks still in it at 7-7 after their big win last Monday night against Philadelphia. So a game of meaning for Seattle. We'll see whether or not Geno Smith plays in that game in Tennessee. The Jaguars and the Bucs, huge game for both teams. I mentioned the Bucs right now at 7-7. They come off that win. Baker Mayfield with a big game last week against the Packers in Green Bay. The Jaguars have lost three in a row. They're 8-6. And as I said, in the three-way tie with Houston and Indianapolis for the AFC South, the Bucs, as I said, right now leading. Now they're all alone, by the way, in first place in the NFC South after New Orleans lost last night. So big game there, the Jaguars and Bucs in Tampa. The Cowboys and Dolphins, we already talked about that game. Miami, both teams right now fighting for a division title. Miami with that two-game lead over Buffalo. The Cowboys tied with Philadelphia at 10-4 in the NFC East. And if Philadelphia wins out, no matter what the Cowboys do, Philadelphia, remember, they got two games against the Giants, the Eagles would win the NFC East, both teams sitting there at 10-4. New England in Denver to play the Broncos. Broncos still in a mix at 7-7 as far as the playoffs are concerned.